24 chair. Sorry, let me let Sadie catch up to me. I'm always get ahead of her on this. So, all right, welcome everyone to the Public Art and Community Design Committee of Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. It's a little after 3:30. And what I need to do as a matter of protocol is establish a quorum of the committee so we can legally discuss the items that are posted on the agenda. So with that, I turn over the roll call to Ms. Shaw. Sadie, you're on.
Thank you, Jim. Adrian Ackerman?
Here.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
Here.
Leanne Hernandez?
Here.
Emily Tate? Emily Tate? You're on mute.
We'll come back to her.
We'll come back. Jim Glock?
Present.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Here.
Kenneth Smith?
Here.
Lara Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Here.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Here.
Alicia Vasquez?
Here.
Anthony Avila?
Here.
Brandon Varela?
Here.
Thank you. And Emily Tate?
Here.
Thank you. You have a quorum.
Very good. Welcome, everyone. For those of you who did not get roll called, this is the opportunity to do a quick introduction of guests and attendees. And I will leave it to the Arts Foundation support staff to start off with a quick introduction of themselves, and then I will do my best to capture the guests, but if I do happen to miss your name and you are a guest and you're present, please let us know. So I think, you know, if you're a Zoom expert, you know, you can use your space bar to unmute yourself momentarily and go on from there. So with that, I'm going to ask that Sadie say hi.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, everyone. I'm Sadie Shaw. I'm the Public Art and Community Design Administrator for the Arts Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Wilwin Race, Director of Public Art.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ariel Fry. I'm the Public Art Coordinator at the Arts Foundation.
And hello, I'm Donna Isaac, Special Projects Manager with the Arts Foundation.
Good afternoon, Adriana Gallego, CEO with the Arts Foundation, working on financials.
Good. Well, welcome, everyone. With respect to attendees, I've got a lot of new faces, so I don't know quite which agenda I'm on, but you're all welcome. So, Sam, with the straw cowboy hat, I'm going to pick on you first.
Perfect. I like that. So I am Sam Merriman. I am the chairman of the Tucson Rodeo. We're going to be celebrating our 100th year this year, and we're trying to do a art mural downtown, and that's why we're here.
Very good. You want to pass on to other folks of your organization who might be present that you see in the screen?
Yes. I'll start. Ignacio, go ahead.
Hey, Ignacio Garcia here, artist, muralist, and be doing this part of this project with the Tucson Rodeo 100 years, so I'm pretty stoked about it to represent Tucson.
Very good, thanks.
Okay, Jose?
Okay. Jose, past chairman, Tucson Rodeo, and also chair of project committee.
Okay. Fred?
Hi, I'm Fred Nakarati. I'm on the Tucson Rodeo Committee as well, and I'm kind of leading the effort for the committee as the 100-year celebration and working closely with the whole team that was just brought up, as well as Ignacio on the mural for downtown.
Pretty good. And I'll vouch for Fred being a great guy. I've known him for decades. So.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, that's all that we have online right now.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't had an opportunity to introduce themselves?
Jim, we have Ann Lopez, I believe, joining us. She's getting into the Zoom meeting now.
Okay. We'll wait a moment for Ann. Actually, oh, no, we don't want to do this time. Poor Ann. So I got to get my timer out.
Ann, is that you who just joined us? You're on mute if you're speaking.
Okay. Well, we have a quorum. We know most everyone's here. If anyone, if Ann chimes in, we'll pick on her to introduce herself as the time comes. At this point in time, we allow...
Jim, we also have Hero. Is here as well.
Oh.
One of the guests, artist Hero Tashima, is here.
Hero didn't speak up, so I left him behind. Sorry, Hero. You're on mute?
On the road.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. Sorry, I had to pick up my daughters. I'm in my car, but I'm the artist this time for the Tabby project, and June and July, I work with Maggie Hill's Dog Park. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you, Hero. Welcome. Okay. How am I doing? Anyone missed behind?
Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon Varela. This is my first meeting as a part of the committee. I was brought on by Adriana Gallego. I see some faces here that I know. But I am from the community of Old Pascua. I am the director of the Old Pascua Museum and Old Pascua Youth Artist Program Director as well. Nice to see y'all.
Well, very good. Welcome, Brandon. Nice to have you aboard as part of the Public Art and Community Design Committee. So with that, we choose to entertain the Pledge of Allegiance with a moment of silence. Who those choose to not make the pledge, those who do choose to make a Pledge of Allegiance are welcome to do so, but I'm going to give 60 seconds for that to occur. So starting now, a moment of silence for Pledge of Allegiance, or just respect our flag with silence. So here we go, 60 seconds starting now. Great. Thank you, everyone, for your respectful silence and allegiance, if you may have so stated on your own. Now we're moving on to item 4, call to the audience. This I got to be prescriptive about, so bear with me as I read this, please. Members of the public hopefully have signed up if they wish to speak to the board today. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this particular agenda item is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion of the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who address the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. Okay. Whom do we have? Where's Felix?
We currently do not have anyone signed up to speak.
Excuse me. I don't want to be disrespectful of one of our seminal call to public artists individuals, but I worry about him. I better reach out and make sure he's okay. So with that, if there's no other individuals who did not sign up in advance or who may make two comments in relation to items not on the agenda, may do so now. So any of you folks who are visiting for the first time and have items that you want to bring up, you can do so. Hearing none, we'll move on then to a general report from committee members. So all Public Art and Community Design committee members whom are believe they have something that may be of interest to the rest of the committee and those attendees, now is your opportunity to express that. And I will start this off with my plug of the Wamboree that is occurring on October 12th to support the artists in the warehouses supported by the Warehouse Arts Management Organization. It's going to be held at the Steinfeld Warehouse, October 12th. We're looking for deep pockets and sponsorship, so watch out, Fred. I may be up to you on this. If you're interested in this, reach out to Sadie. She can let me contact you individually with respect to that. But it's a fundraiser to support historic warehouses that were acquired by the Arizona Department of Transportation during the last mile of the Aviation Parkway planning process, were deemed to be surplus, are now occupied by artists managed by the Warehouse Arts Management Organization, and our goal is to maintain affordable artist studio space for the artists and retain a arts district presence in the downtown. So there's my spiel, and that's the kind of example of the announcements that the rest of you can make while we're on this particular agenda item. So with that, I'll open it up to the rest of the board or committee. Corinne.
Did you say Corinne? I couldn't hear you.
Corinne. Oh, I'm going to butcher it forever. Sorry.
No, you're not, because I'm going to teach you.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks to Wilwin. The sound is much better.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, with any further commentary and no other committee members wishing to make activity report, I'll move on.
Jim, I was about to.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you for opening up this space. You're so speedy. I appreciate it. You're like on it. But I just wanted to hear in case anybody was interested in drone-y or experimental ambient music and different types of expressions of experimental art. If you've never been to Desert Drone, it is a show that has held both in Tucson and in Phoenix and other places in southern Arizona about every week or every other week. And next week, a choir that I participate in that's an experimental and improvisational choir called the Listening Choir will be performing. It's taking place at the screening room, and it starts at 7:30. It's all ages. It's $12, and all of the funding goes to just support traveling experimental artists that come through for these shows. So I would love to see y'all there if you are interested. And like Corinne, I noticed that there wasn't a line item on today's agenda to express gratitude for the Arts Foundation staff. So I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you so much, like getting all the materials early and like just everything that you have held our hands through and understanding our role on this committee increasingly over the last few meetings have just been so helpful for me as a newer member and I think really illuminating and to all of us. It's brought like Jim and I together in conversation and helped me feel more involved as a member, which hopefully will mean I can bring more impact to my role. So just wanted to say thank you to all of the Arts Foundation staff for being so amazing and supportive and informative.
Any other comments?
Hi, this is Anthony Avila with the Drawing Studio.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let everyone know that we have our September classes that will be up in the next week. So if you or you know anyone who wants to take an art class, you can come on down and sign up. And also our founder, Andy Rush, is turning 93 next month, September 24th. So we'll have cupcakes. And we also have an art exhibit up now, and Andy will have an exhibit up next month. So we're at Tucson and Glen and open to all. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And yep, I've known Andy Rush for the last couple decades. So 93, that's a good run. I won't make it. All right. Anyone else? Now's your time. I'll try to be a little less quick and moving on. Very good. Then moving on then to item six is our public arts director report. Again, an overview and update on upcoming public art projects. This is an announcement item. Will Wynn is on. Sir.
Hi, thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. Thank you, committee, for all of the kind words. Appreciate it so much. I love what we're putting together, and it does feel like we're moving in a more cohesive path, which is really great. I'll try and keep this short because we have a bunch of guests today. Great thing to talk about, success of Tabby and this future mural for the Tucson Rodeo, 100 years. Excited about that. As you may know, the 5th and 6th Street project has been canceled, unfortunately. Funding allocations are causing that public art allotment to go to the project so that the actual streets are safer. In September, October, we're meeting with DTM leadership to discuss a more cohesive long-term plan so we can get ahead of these projects in time to make sure that we get the art involved, 1%. But also in September and October, we have two calls to art, both parks, both Prop 407 projects. One is La Madera Park in Ward 3, and the other is Todd and Harris Sports Complex in Ward 4. Both those projects won't start for a couple of years. What we're trying to do now is get the artists involved at 0% design so they can work side by side with the park design architecture team and get the art embedded into the actual design of the parks. So our goal is to have the splash pad for La Madera Park designed and something at the sports complex, but it's too far to know. But the great thing about these opportunities is they're great for emerging artists and youth artists that don't have a lot of experience with building sculptures or painting large-scale murals. They'll basically create a design digitally, work with the project design architecture team to see it realized. So those will be coming up, and I'll tell you more about them as we go forward. And that's all I have today. The next thing I talked about in the report is agendas, so we'll see that later. Thank you.
Will Wynn, is there a greater detail on this 5th, 6th Street loss of public art in your report? I have to admit, I didn't scrutinize your report to a great degree, but that seems a little disturbing that public art's getting canceled and a bit for budgetary purposes.
We don't have a lot of information. I think there was largely a miscommunication between departments and us.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to set that plan with the DTM leadership so we get all future projects and make sure that they're still on board.
And do you have a DTM contact for that particular project, that 6th Street corridor?
Yes.
Do I have it in my memory banks?
No. I'll hit you after the meeting. I think that's her in there. I just find it curious that a budgetary issue might be the reason for no public art, but I have the feeling it's some other bureaucratic reason. So I'll follow this up on my own. Thank you, Wilwin.
Sounds good.
Any other questions, Wilwin, on his his report? So
I have a question, Jim. So was the whole project canceled as opposed to just the public art part of it?
Just the art.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's a red flag. Okay.
Yeah. We posted the call, and we'd been working with a project vendor for a while. And once the call was posted, I think higher ups in the department liked it, so we had to cancel it, unfortunately.
Okay.
First time. Hopefully last.
Thank you.
They're trying to live down my legacy. That's all. So, and that's a long story. Catch me on a sidebar for that one. Any other questions, Wilwin, and the Public Art Director report? Hearing none, we're going to move on to item 7. I know all of you have reviewed the draft minutes of the June 12th, 2024 PAC DC meeting minutes, and didn't take any great offense in me exercising some chairmanship liberties and canceling the July meeting because we didn't have any items to take action on. So June is our last meeting. So I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of June 12th, a second, and then we can have discussion if needed.
So moved.
So Leanne moved.
And I'll second. This is Kenna.
Kenna, second. Okay. Any
discussion?
Any discussion?
Yes. I just emailed Sadie. Under item 6, there's a typo. It should be deferred, not differed. Okay. It's in the second page of item 6.
Thank you. Well, without objection of the mover and the second of the item. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have Sadie do a roll call. Sadie, are you ready?
Yes, just to clarify, Leanne moved the item and Kenna seconded?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I think there was a fight for the second, but Kenna, so anyway.
Okay, Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Gwok?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approved.
Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Anthony Avila?
Approve.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Thank you, and we have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to item 8, the Transportation Art by Youth project presentation. And I believe Wilwin is taking the lead. We have our guest teaching artist in attendance, and look forward to presentation. So,
There's an a swap in the agenda that needs to be fixed. So item 8 is Ariel's, and item 10 is mine.
Okay.
Oh, I printed off
Thank you, Jim. Hi, everyone. It's so good to see you all. I'm going to start off with a quick presentation that has some updates to the Tabby project. Let me just put it in present mode. So as many of you remember, we had the artist selection process review for you all to approve. Hiro Tsushima was the selected teaching artist for Tabby 2024. And this is, we wanted to give you an update on what was created for the project. So this is an image of the ribbon cutting that took place July 27th with all the youth artists and Hiro with the big scissors. And an image of the cake on the right, which is a dog cake that was created and donated by Dogs and Donuts for the dog attendees at the event. And our partners, so this is a project that was funded by PAG, and we worked with Transportation and Mobility on this project. It is in Ward 4, and every day for this 8-week project, the artists met on the Pima Community College campuses. So this is the artwork for the project. You can find it at the entrance of Wagon Tails Dog Park. And it's a brand new dog park that opened in May. And as you can see from these photographs, the artwork that was created is really big and really detailed. So I'm going to start here at the bottom. There's these series of 6 accordion murals made out of recycled street signs. Each one has a different dog breed and a species of bird that are running towards the park. There's a concrete sculpture of a St. Bernard that's running out of the sign, and a few cactus made out of concrete and recycled signs surrounding the murals. And these accordion sign murals change as you move around them. So from this image, you can see the purple with a cutout silhouette of the dog shape, and there's vinyl text that it includes over 200 dog names that were submitted by the community, as well as their dog breeds posted on the colored part of the signs. And then if you shift, and even as if you're moving as a car and look in your rear view mirror, you can see another dog silhouette and the birds, and it's really, really fun and really interactive. So that's the large medium. The smaller medium is has the Wagging Tails Dog Park giant dog bone and a dog hip and tail that are pointing towards the dog park, a small fire hydrant made out of recycled street signs, and this cactus that has a great horned owl on it, which was important to the community. There are great horned owls that live by the dog park and the eucalyptus, and all of the species of birds can be found at the Atterbury Wash, which is a popular birding site. So it's an incredible project. If you are nearby, really recommend stopping by to look at it or just driving by. This is a overview of the process that was included that the youth artists helped create. The design for this project started May 30th. They made site visits. They interviewed the dog park users. They met with the public art panel and Board 4 and heard what they wanted to see in this artwork. And they created several mock-up designs and presented to the panel and worked with the panel to finalize the design concepts. And then fabrication started in June. And these are some images of street signs all over the floors and power tools being used, and the size of the concrete sculptures, and the youth artists really expressed learning a lot of new skills from this project because it was so complex. And I think They hadn't done anything like it before. They also helped with the installation. They were out there digging holes and touching up the artwork on site. So we included these pages of statements and bios that were at the ribbon cutting. And if you have time to read through them, they're really wonderful to hear what everyone took away from the project. It'll definitely put a smile on your face. So I'm going to stop sharing. Hiro Tashima is with us, and I want to make sure he has an opportunity to share anything about the project, and then we can open it up for questions. Hiro, are you able to speak?
Yes. Yeah. So thank you very much for the project, and it was great summer, and we worked every day from the morning till I was staying in Pima College till midnight or even past midnight quite often, and Pima police officers opened the door for me, and I can stay late and keep working to finish this on time. It's a wonderful project that we create together with the high school students, and like Aria said, most of the students have only experience with the drawing with the pencil and the paper, and that was all. So we had to teach them how to fold the drills and how to change the drill bit and how much pressure you need to give, how to make a hole in the metal, you know, that you have to use the whole body weight and so forth. So you got a blister on the hand and all kinds of things we had to teach. But it was a great experience, and everybody appreciated it. And then also I had a little mailbox I made for the end of the program to, you know, listen to the comments from the students, and it was great response too. They were really appreciate the learning experience that they never experienced if they were to do this project. So it was great to see them learn new things. Yeah, it was great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Hiro.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions or comments they want to share? Feel free to jump in.
Hiro, I just wanted to say thank you. These designs are so, they brought me so much joy, especially like the tail and dog butt that's pointing towards the park. That's so cute. And I love that you were transferring these skills to these students that will serve them even beyond their art. So thank you for your service.
Ariel, I thought this was just a terrific project. And when you were talking about the raw materials, it occurred to me, after the primary and also after the general election, the candidates have a specific period of time to remove their signs. And I do that after, I've done it for candidates before, and I also do it after the time expires. If any of that raw material, which is the plastic foam, not like styrofoam, but two sheets with a honeycomb in between, would be of use to the Tavi students in the future, I'd be glad to bring you a truckload.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Right. Any other comments, pearls, observations on this particular agenda item? I'm a big fan of the plastic corrugated material recycling as well. So it's great stuff that holds up pretty well. So with that, we'll move on to item, if I can get this right this time. Item 9, introduction on public art donation, the Tucson Rodeo's 100-year anniversary mural. Yeehaw, right? Giddy up. Bam.
Okay. Good. Thank you. If I can start on that.
Sam, if I can, I'll introduce the project real quick, and then I'll open the floor up to you and members of your committee.
Go right ahead and do it.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We're here today to be introduced to a potential new donation, the Tucson Rodeo's 100-year anniversary mural. The artist is Ignacio Garcia. Here's a bit about our agenda today. We'll be going over the donation procedures. on timeline, look at the donation criteria that you'll review at an upcoming meeting, talk about their proposal, and then I'll open the floor up to the artist and the applicant. Okay, and I'll... There we go. So this is a bit about the procedures and the timeline. This is all kind of flexible depending on how quickly the applicant moves through these processes. Currently, we're around here. These are the steps that have so far been completed by the applicant. Their public art donations orientation meeting has occurred. They submitted their design and the technical plan. They also submitted a community support signature list that included 25 signatures collected by the artist. Their proposal is undergoing technical review by the city, and they have also submitted their maintenance protocol, which is also under review. And at an upcoming meeting, these are the donation criteria that we ask you to consider before approval, the appropriateness of the artwork to other aspects of its surroundings, the relationship of the artwork to existing artwork in the area, the appropriateness of the artwork and its location, and the appropriateness of the scale of the proposed site, and any applicable neighborhood design guidelines. Also, anything related to maintenance and production quality, the constructability of the proposed artwork, the durability and craftsmanship and fabrication and quality, maintenance, preservation, and conservation implications, and also the intended length of display, whether this artwork will be permanent or temporary, and this artwork that we will be considering at an upcoming meeting is going to be permanent, I see. Here is the design concept that was submitted. And the location is the east wall of the Tucson City Court building. That's 103 East Alameda Street. The title is The 100 Years of Tucson Rodeo. The artist is, of course, Ignacio Garcia. We have the dimensions listed here as well. Very large mural. And the applicant is the Tucson Rodeo Committee. And I put a brief summary of the concept submitted in the proposal for you to review. I won't read it here, but you all have this packet. But with that, we can open up to comments by the artist and the applicant. Go ahead, Sam, or others.
Thank you, Sadie. So I'm just going to briefly express kind of how we feel at the Tucson Rodeo. One, we feel like that we are a huge community event. Not only financially do we contribute a lot, but here we want to go culturally to contribute a lot. Our theme for this 100-year rodeo coming up, which will be February of 2025, is we're looking at celebrating the three cultures that have settled the Southwest area, and not just Southwest Arizona, but I'm talking about Southwest United States. So we're going off of those three groups. That's what we proposed to Ignacio so that he could get the concept of what we were trying to do. We wanted the Native American, American Indian included in that. Then we wanted, the Hispanic, Charros included in that. Then the American cowboy included in that. One of the nice things that Ignacio has done, he took those three cultures and then he mixed them in with each other, which when you think about it, that's real life. That's kind of how that whole thing went. So when he first presented what he had come up with, I was just amazed at how well he read into what we were trying to accomplish. So, and then you'll see in our actual rodeo, we'll be using those cultures also as part of our performance that will be going on. So I just kind of wanted to give you the background of how the Tucson Rodeo felt about it. This was our opportunity to really give back culturally and artistically back into the, not just the Tucson area, but the entire Southwest area.
Very good. And our artist is here, right? With us today?
You're on mute, Ignacio.
Oh, yeah, the trials of...
Yeah, there it is.
Sir, we'd love to hear from you.
Sorry, Ignacio here. So, I'm honored to be part of this project. I was not expecting it to be part of something historic and to really take the history of Tucson, I mean, legitimately the history of Tucson, to a new chapter to the future of Tucson, and to see how a modern way to think outside in a new future of Tucson, of the history of what represents of the Tucson rodeo. I mean, the history is just impeccable, and it's so rooted to Tucson. And as a symbolic way to kind of show that history was something that, like, still is profound as today here in Tucson, meaning, like, the diversity, how well we really mix each other's ideas and cultures. And we really stand by that as a community and being proud of the Sonoran Desert. So that, to me, was what I thought about Tucson. And the Tucson Rodeo is a perfect example to kind of highlight that. And then to overall be... to help out the community there is that where it stands there in Tool Ave, Alameda Street, in that little neighborhood, economic strength, you know, for the businesses there too as well. And overall to kind of give more attraction there to that area. And it's a massive piece. So I try to make it as symbolic as much as possible to represent Tucson and Tucson Rodeo, of course, and our New Year's too as well, which is insane already, you know?
All right, thank you, Ignacio. A few pearls from the chair with his prerogative to be as chair. I am a longtime fan of the rodeo. I remember the rodeo parade in the downtown when it was occurring. I'm glad this mural is downtown to reflect on that history. I know that rodeos have, in their own right, some community controversy associated with them, treatment of animals, and I think that it's, guess what? We, in the Public Art Community Design Committee, may be seeing a mural commenting on that in the subsequent years, but I think it's still an important part of our culture and heritage to recognize that, and I think what I've seen, Ignacio, of what you're presenting really, I think captures, as you say, the kind of multicultural event that it is. I go to the first, rodeo every year, the first day of the rodeo every year, and, I gotta get there to watch the button chops and the kids riding the sheep.
So, yeah.
And then after that, but I have a great time. It's a great event. My first rodeo was in the middle of Montana in 1980. And I'll tell you, you rodeo guys, you're made of some other stuff, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's something to behold. So anyway, with that, I appreciate those funding this particular effort. I think you got a primo palette there. First time someone stepped up to take advantage of that. And with that, I got to let the rest of my committee offer their pearls as well. But again, it looks great. As you can see, we do take seriously donated art. They do become a part of a public art commission. We have to worry about a variety of administrative, bureaucratic, and liability-related items associated with it. So please bear with us as we help you navigate through those. You have a great staff with the Arts Foundation, PACD folks with that. So Corinne is there.
I adore this concept. It gave me chills. I especially love the belt buckle logo, which if you've ridden, you know that shape anywhere. That said, I would like to say that I'm 72 years old and I've ridden in the Albuquerque Rodeo Parade. I've ridden in the Frontier Days Parade, and my late mother, the barrel racer, will haunt me if I do not mention that women ride in the rodeo.
Yep.
Perhaps we could include that in this concept.
And that,
that's good.
I was just going to add on because Corinne, that was exactly my my comment as well. I adore this design. I was raised on the rodeo. My current partner of 5.5 years, our first date was at the rodeo, like family deep in the rodeo. And one of the things that I think really distinguishes the Tucson rodeo from a lot of other rodeos is their recognition of gender diversity of riders. There's over, I think for the last 4 or 5 years, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's been over 100 female riders registered at the last like 4 or 5 years of Tucson rodeo.
Yes.
And y'all were like, one of the first major rodeos to create pay parity, to pay female riders like the same as male riders. So I just think that it would be really great to have some more gender diversity and representation to honor that legacy and that like trailblazing that y'all have achieved. Yes, in the world.
Definitely, we have that already in our other proposals that we had. And this is just kind of the direction of the culture, I guess, how it all began. But absolutely, definitely, I have that already, you know, that concept already aligned already as well. But do we want to make sure everything's on okay with everyone and getting some input as well? So it's exactly what you're talking about. But we want to make sure everything is aligned right and, of course, it actually helps, but definitely we already have that planned out.
Thank you, Nick Show. Alicia, you have your hand up.
I do. Thank you. So I really love this idea of the rodeo returning to the downtown area. And I think that that's actually missing for me from this depiction is kind of, this is a homecoming, right? And so we're talking about these cultures that, you know, created this Tucson that we know today. And I think there's another aspect that might be interesting to bring in, and that is that of the wagon culture. We are the largest non-motorized parade in the country, possibly the world, definitely the country. And I think that that's something we can actually play on a little bit, and that also kind of brands back to the wagon rodeo museum. Another thing I just want to note, similarly, there's gender dynamic that is absolutely missing. And I say this as somebody who is the great-great-granddaughter of a blacksmith who created some of these wagons and was part of the vaquero scene. So, and that is that of the African-American cowboy, the black cowboy. And I think that that is something that historians are finally starting to look to realize that that was one of the major ways that some folks escaped it being enslaved, right? And there is this westward push. And I do think that that is worth bringing into this conversation. It also is very striking to me. I mean, I don't know for sure, but it seems like the white guy's in the middle. And nothing against white dudes, but like, what story does that tell? Does that tell the story of colonization where these two brown men, the indigenous persons on the side, and here's this like really rough and tumble Marlboro-esque man in the middle? And lastly, it does not read Sonora to me. It reads Wyoming. I think that big sky in the background is something, the colors are beautiful. I get it. We have that sky, but that's just how, those are some of the things that I would love some consideration on.
Okay.
What great insightful comments. There must be more. Come on. This is not a bashful committee. Okay. I do want to note
I didn't read the cowboy in the middle as white. I actually thought he was Hispanic.
I try to make it as leathered face as much as possible because, you know, the rugged lifestyle back in the times, it doesn't matter if it's white or black or anything else. It's, to me, it's just the wild, you know, rugged terrain, that leather face, you know, everyone's there for each other, to support each other, in a sense of, you know, survival. And, you know, that's pretty much, I mean, I have, my grandfather was a rancher, and I know the hard work of what it is to maintain a ranch. He had like, I don't know, 40 cows of cattle and land of agricultural too, as well, to plant, you know, squash and beans and all that. For me to see that, growing up, and knowing the history of that, you know, it's something to me that, like, it's the lifestyle of the rugged terrain of the, you know, survival, you know. So I'm trying to capture that culture of where Sonoran Desert of the, you know, ranchers and cowboys and all that. I don't want to go too much into, the politics with, any kind of race. Just trying to capture the culture, the spirit of it. Nothing negative, just a completely something that captures that, that lifestyle. I mean, that just, I mean, if you look back, it's just a, it's a beautiful moment, you know? And that's what I'm trying to capture. I'm trying to move away as much as possible politically. It's just not, it's not meant for that. It's meant for the you know, the culture of it in the past, for the history, you know? But I'm open to ideas, you know what I mean? I'm really trying to do my best to kind of, you know, go back in time and have people kind of engage to that, you know?
Well, thank you, Ignacio. Sam, I see that hand up.
I just want to add, so it, I couldn't distinguish on the three who was supposed to be who. And that was one of the things you can ask Ignacio, that I sat there and stared at that for 45 minutes and could not really say who was who, other than the thinner guy that was on the left. He looked more Sonoran to me just because of his build, not his color or anything else. But Ignacio had mixed those cultures into each one of those three people there that I could not sit there and say exactly which one was which. I just saw the combinations of them. And there may be a little more, like I said, a little more prominence on what I assumed was a Sonoran guy just because he was a thinner build. But there was no other indication for sure of who was who.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, for me to represent it was unique. I mean, period, it was unity. I mean, again, you have to understand how people have to live back in those times. You got to have no choice but to support each other to survive and or to kind of maintain that living situation, and it's harsh, you know, but they adapted to it. But I mean, that's the how it is on a community. I mean, they're all going to be all leather faced, going to be all sunburned, you know, they're going to have rough hands, you know, it's that, that life, you know, and that's what I was trying to capture. But yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, no, thank you, Ignacio. I think we have a couple hands up. I just want to comment, you know, that this is the beauty of public art and the ability to have civil discourse over these types of issues in a fashion that we all get to express our perspectives and beliefs and do so in a way that doesn't create ire and ill will. So, again, thank you for your work today. I think I saw Maureen's got her hand still left up. And then Fred, I think, was ready to chime in a little bit. And I just also want to remind everyone that this was the introduction to the proposed donation. So guess what? this is coming back to us. So Ignacio, you're not off the hot seat with just this one meeting. So that's let me recognize Maureen and then my friend.
Okay, something pretty quick. You've got a lot of background space there. I mean, that is a huge location. The East Wall of Tucson City Court, you could put a whole lot that refers to the Sonoran Desert or to Tucson in there. And it's beautiful. It really is a beautiful mural as it's, you know, presented now. But I think it could use a little tweaking. So good luck.
Thank you. I mean, I'm open to ideas. And that's what we're here for.
Brad, did you have a comment? Otherwise, I think Janet's ready to say something too. So Fred, you're on.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Hey, just so you know, so I guess another part of it, and that's the thing too, I just wanted to chime in, and I know Sam had mentioned it, so I don't want to belabor that, but even with the jewelry that you see on some of the cowboys represented, there's a lot of crossover in the cultures there that Ignacio mixed up. And so I thought that was good to say. And again, we are, as a committee and working with Ignacio directly, we want to make sure that we have the public's input on this to get in the right direction while still maintaining, you know, what we're trying to achieve to celebrate the 100 years of the Tucson Rodeo. And then lastly, you know, it is a big canvas that is mentioned. There is a lot of space on this. And Ignacio and I talked about this. And one of the main reasons why this was the selected area that we wanted to go after was not just because of the size, but also it's a way where this is located in Tucson. You can see it from the new downtown links when you're coming down that way. And it's very prominent that way. But in addition, this is a way to actually bring some a joyful look, right? A celebration to a place that's not always celebrated by people. It's the city courts, you know, and not people are always going there for happy times. If we can do this and put this there, I think this really does add to the community, even beyond the Tucson Rodeo, right? People are coming there and they're not always going there for good things. And I've spent a lot of time in that court, time that I never wanted to do any more of, you know, not for me, but for my daughter. And I think it's very critical for this spot and what we're trying to achieve there. So that's just my 2 cents I wanted to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred and Janet. They're on.
And then okay, so I just wanted to...
I think you broke up.
She froze.
Okay.
You're on mute, Jim.
Adrian, do you want to comment while we're waiting for Janet to unfreeze?
I do, but I can wait till after Leanne goes since I've taken up some space today.
Okay, I'm sorry, Leanne, I didn't see your hand up.
Oh, no problem, Jim. I just raised it. Well, Sam and team, thank you so much for this presentation. I have a question, and honestly, I just don't know. Is the rodeo still called La Fiesta de los Vaqueros, or is it just the Tucson Rodeo now?
It's the official name is the Tucson Rodeo, Fiesta de los Vaqueros.
Sorry. Okay. Yes. Yeah, no problem. So no,
that's very prominent in our logo, if you see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I was just curious about that. And again, Ignacio, I really respect your work, and it's a pleasure to meet you. I've seen your other videos. I have never met you before, so thank you so much for this work. And I don't also believe in, production by committee, but I just hope that you're taking all of these comments in. You know, we just are so this committee has always been, in my opinion and in my observation, so observant and so concerned about the longevity of these pieces and the way in which the community is going to react and trying to anticipate that. And so
yeah.
I hope that that is the spirit in which you are taking the comments as well.
And there's always, I mean, this is the first step.
For sure.
And so there's always going to be adjustments. It's just part of the process. You know, sometimes you have to kind of put something out there to kind of keep the buzz going, to kind of open more ideas. So, but this is the first step. So it's nothing like this permanent, you know. Any ideas, more than happy to kind of see what I can do.
Yeah, I mean, I would just echo again the, you know, what my esteemed colleagues have already mentioned about gender. And I hear you, and I think that you're right, that there are so many complications. With history and race, and this is also the reality, right? And so 100 years ago, there was also a lot of lynching and all of these things. And I'm not saying that I want you to say that. I'm just saying that we cannot, because we don't want to look at it, we have to be able to see race. And so anyway, I put that out there.
I get it.
A beautiful piece. And
thank you.
I hope that, I hope that it can really speak to the totality of the experience for folks who are visiting and also those families who have been here for so long. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Just to make sure that way that I'm on top of it, I do have a rendering with a charra in there. But the issue that I had is the space that you have, that's the reason why I was trying to test out, see what images, what person kind of fits right in that space, and to kind of make the 100 years pronounced. That's the focal point, is that it's psychological. I mean, visually, You want to look at that. You want to tell a story immediately when people are driving by. You want to cause a wreck. You know, there's some things, all these small little details that that I have to be cautious about as an artist and the public safety too.
Sure.
So the reason it's designed that way is to make it simple and bold and like just like a logo. You know, you like that. But so if you add like all the details and you're driving, you won't even see all that stuff.
For sure.
You know? So you want to make that presentation, and overall, if there's going to be aerial footage, you know, it's something that represents Tucson. You know, it's designed specifically for these elements that, for longevity, of course, but, for a presentation, you know.
Sure.
But I do have, if I can find it here, I do have a version of that too as well with the charter, but the issue that I was having is that it was cropping up too much of her hat. And it kind of didn't represent the character in the beautiful of the hat. You know, that's me. And I'm a huge fan of that elegancy designs of the wardrobes, especially the dresses. But that was the issue that I had. But I do have it, and but I can't find it. I have so many pictures here. But yes, I do have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think it's an important part of the, you know, local history. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, I hope that you will consider a vaquera.
Oh no, it's in there. Yeah,
and you know, yeah. And also just I love the idea of, you know, kids walking up to this mural and having an interaction with it on that human level.
Yeah.
It's so huge, but there also will be that interaction on a very personal, intimate level as well. And
yeah.
It's a beautiful piece. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Leanne. Mr. Caron, you had your hand up. You are muted, however. Either push your spacebar.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
There you go.
All right. So first off, thanks for everybody being here, and we do appreciate everybody's comments. It's so important. You know, the nice thing about the Tucson Rodeo, where it started in 1925, I don't know what it was like back then. And I've done a lot of history with the Tucson Rodeo, and I've been out there since 2006, so I'm considered a newbie. I almost got 20 years there, but I'm still considered a newbie with the history of that place. But the Tucson Rodeo now, for the last several years, used to be at one time like the good old boys club type thing. And now we are not in that area no more, which is great. We moved on and we developed and changed in so many different things. A few years ago, we had our first woman chairman person, which was just incredible. And I was her vice chair at that time. So to me, I love those changes and where the rodeo is starting to really open up to different, so everybody can be part of it. And so, you know, whatever advice you all have, we're definitely taking into and soaking it up because we want to make this right. This is a one-time thing, 100 years for most of us. I don't think we're ever going to see another 100 years after this, but we want to make sure it's right and respectful too. So we do appreciate the comments, and let you know that the Tucson Rodeo has really, really changed directions and, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And I'm super proud of that it's opened up for, you know, a lot of doors for a lot of people. And it's time that, you know, a lot of people get recognized for all that, the pavement that they got us to this place right here. And so we appreciate all the comments and everything else. So we take it very serious. Thank you.
I still see a hand up, Adrian.
Yeah, I'll be very quick. I just want to say thank you, Leanne. I just love the way you phrase things is so wonderful and inspiring to me. So really appreciate it. And I just want to echo, I really love this piece. This is not meant as to double down on any sort of criticism or anything like that. But I just want to like pose the question of, because I agree with Alicia, like I definitely read the central figure as the weathered, yes, leather-faced white man, right? And like I love that you're mixing the different cultures and races and everything, but that is how that read to me. And I just wonder, because I know your intention is not to bring that kind of level of race and politics to this. And as noted, there are going to be people, including those in this, you know, room together that read it in context. So I just wonder, like, instead of risking that, if you were to make the central figure someone with darker skin or the darkest skin.
A woman?
indigenous or a woman. I'm just thinking, as Leanne was saying, those kids going up to this mural, like, what is the potential there of the story that we're telling? Like Alicia said, like, what is the potential for the legacy of this story and how empowering it could be in so many, and to eliminate that chance of the misread. So that's all I wanted to say.
That's fine. Those figures, I could always switch them around. The issue that I was having before, like I was mentioning, is because the building is set in a different way. So I have to make sure how everything's aligned, right? It is doable, for sure. So that's not an issue. So you can breathe. But it's fine. This is the point. The end result, too, is for it to have a longevity in the long run for that, you know what I mean, for the people. So these are the issues that I have to deal with. I mean, I've done it with so many projects, and so I don't look at this as problematic. I look at it as something that's a development and, you know, moving forward. I want this meal to be something that will represent the future for the younger generations. But yeah, the direction that you're heading off is exactly what we're already expecting. I'm already expecting that, but, you know, this is part of stage one, but the concept's there, the idea's there, but those peoples can always be moved around if it's necessary. But I just want to make it look visually appealing, because you'd be surprised, little subtle changes can make a difference.
Yeah, well, thank you for receiving all this feedback, and I think we'll be seeing the next.
Yeah.
Great. Well, members of the committee, I appreciate everyone's comments and wisdom and getting to learn a little bit more about who are rodeo folks in their past. And maybe it can teach me how to ride a horse, because I'm scared of them. They're too big. So give me a motorcycle. I don't know. Anyway, I do want to thank you guys for coming forward, braving yourself to my committee's frankness. They are a great bunch. I am so proud to get to serve as their chair. They will not pull any punches. So I think the wisdom that they've offered you today will serve you well. We look forward to having you come back. And whatever you come up with, sure will work in the end. It will never be perfectly acceptable to every body on the planet type of thing, but that's what then art is all about. So we appreciate the committee and those who are funding this. It's no small amount of effort in that light. And so with that, I'm going to punt it back to Sadie to close this real quick. There's no action on the part of the committee, to my understanding, today. And with that, Sadie, what am I missing?
Thank you, Jim. That's about it. As Jim said, there's no action that we are seeking today. We are just presenting an introduction for this donation. It'll come back at a subsequent meeting. And thank you, PACTC members, for all of your comments and questions. And thank you to Ignacio and to the Rodeo Committee members here for all of your comments as well.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone. One last chance. We're going to move on to the next item. Going once, going twice. Thank you guys for showing up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look forward to this. And yeah, well, February is going to be here in no time. So
yeah,
we got to just moving on. All right. With that, feel free to sign out, you guys. Feel free to hang on, listen to the rest of our agenda. The next item is item 10, call for subcommittee members for public art program community education. This is Ariel's item. Let me not steal her thunder and let her discuss this.
It's actually mine.
Oh, all right. Well, Wynn gets this one. Sorry.
We somehow switched.
That's okay.
Walked them on the agenda and didn't see it when we was.
All right.
Well, it out.
Yeah, guess what? I won't fire you over this one, so.
Appreciate it. Thanks. I just wanted to say thanks to the Rodeo folks and Ignacio for showing up today. It's really important to be able to represent the work you do, because as you know, everyone here is assigned by a ward or a county or an arts foundation to represent the whole of our community. So, when you put up bring in new donations, you got to go through this step first, which is funny because it's probably a little bit more challenging than getting approvals from the city. But I appreciate it. So on to this next agenda item and the second one. Both of these are me asking the committee to do more work. So sorry, but also not sorry. As you know, I've been talking about a public art education program that is part of our administrative directives that I'd like to start to employ. So today is really an ask for volunteers to join a subcommittee. What we'll do is we'll meet with me and some of my team, Arts Foundation team, to start sort of brainstorming, workshopping what that means. It doesn't have to be a big expensive program. It should probably cost $0, hopefully. And it's really just, we're just thinking about campaigns or whatever it is. I don't want to steer it too much. I want the committee to sort of drive this, but I also don't want to ask too much of all of the members at once. So this is really just, you don't have to vote now. You don't have to step up now, but it'd be really cool if you did. You can always just email me. There's no specific time frame, but I would love to have something started. So we have allotted 10 minutes for this, which is far too long. But I'll just open up now to anyone that wants to volunteer. I'll add your name to my little list over here.
Great. Thank you, Owen. And again, this is, a subcommittee that would then answer back to the rest of us on a full committee. So you get to, for those of you who have the time, you get to actually have some time with Arts Foundation staff to roll up your sleeves and come up with something that the rest of us can critique like we did the rodeo committee donation. No, we won't do that to you. But you'll have an opportunity to really get PACD out there in front of folks, I think, in a positive way. I don't believe we need formal board action with respect to that, but let's see who may be interested, and if we double check with our parliamentarians, we do need board action to form a subcommittee. We'll be back to it, but in the meantime, I'm of the opinion that I can exercise my charitorial duties, not that that's a word, and anoint the committee, and it will be posted and agendized as appropriate, so the rest of the committee knows what they're up to as they move forward with this particular action. Again, no need to volunteer this instant. Sleep on it. Send Sadie or Wilwin an email expressing your interest or any questions you might have with respect to the details after this meeting, if you should so desire. But I'll certainly open up now for anyone to quiz them on what we're really after. Again, this is something that we've been charged to do, and we just have had a lot of other stuff on our agenda. And so it's now we're catching up to our homework, so we don't get a failing grade. So with that, I'll leave it to the committee to comment. And if there's none, we'll move then on to a similar item to follow.
Well, when this is Corinne, you said you didn't have a specific timeline. This is something I'd really like to do, but I'm really booked for September and October. So do you see it beginning to kick off during those months?
I foresee a first meeting sometime this fall. But again, I want to make sure that we have a space for the committee and not try to force anything too quickly. So I'm open. Right now, I'll just start gathering some names, and then I'll start tossing back some emails. And while we wait for, because Jim was correct, Jim might be able to just set it up without it. So we're waiting for that approval. So we still have time if you're interested in potentially.
Corinne, we can make you chair. You can set the agenda and the time.
That's true. You could be chair of the subcommittee.
Anyway, that's here nor there. But I don't think that we have a clock ticking with respect to getting this behind us. So again, time is a luxury we have with this particular item. Leanne, did I see you expressing some interest? commenting or leading this?
Leanne, you're muted.
I know, she's struggling.
Sorry about that. Oh, my God, that was ridiculous. I lost my mouse. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, again, I definitely would be interested. And, again, it's just going to be a matter of the time commitment that we're looking at. So, yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to let staff know.
Thanks.
Okay. And I saw Adrienne also has her hand up.
Thanks, Leanne. I am also interested, really excited about this. Thanks for putting it together. I know that we've been talking about it a lot, but I know we have some newer members, including Brandon, who's here for the first time in this capacity today. So I don't know if it might be worthwhile to just shed a little light on where this the call for this campaign is coming from in terms of the directive, to so everyone can be informed about the opportunity and context.
Thank you. You make a great point. Yes, Brandon and Anthony are both new committee members, and I'm not sure if you're aware of what this is. And essentially, in our administrative directive that we have to follow, which is our playbook written by the city manager, one line item that's very vague just instructs that the committee develop and implement a educational program to promote the public art program in conjunction with Arts Foundation staff. And we don't have any record of that happening before, so I'd like to just put a committee, subcommittee together and then just see what comes out of it. And the idea is we'll work on some concepts, share those concepts at a future PACT C-monthly meeting, and then essentially vote to approve or amend what that plan might be, chop it up, maybe not do too much, maybe it's not a big program for now, and that's pretty much it. I'm thinking, or my first thought was, like, sometime in the fall we'll have our first kickoff meeting and then set things in place from there. I'm hoping to have, you know, a program in place before this time next year, but there's no immediate rush.
Is there, or is it too early to ask what the end goal is for this education program?
Yeah, so that's something that can be developed. The main goal is to promote the program, which can be interpreted in many ways. What I think would benefit the community the most is to promote how they can be involved in public art, how easy it is to start a donation, and learn more about the CIP program so they can join as a panelist. Don't need to be a professional artist or architect to be on a panel. You just need to live in the area. So it's largely, I think, like an awareness campaign and get people excited about how art can represent and display our buildings in our city in a positive light.
Similar to the OPYA program that I sort of tried to revamp, and then, you know, before COVID, but the idea was to have youth artists who are not only interested in art, but what I would be doing is showing them the rules of contracts, the business side of it, the meetings with committees such as this one, and the experience of actually holding a client, knowing what to do with the funds you get, and then them actually executing a mural, which we did successfully back in 2021. But yeah, something like that is what I'm getting here. But yeah, no, I would love to go over, you know, more of the, I guess your playbook to get more of a background on it, but it does sound very interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll throw this out there now, just so you know, we're developing something called the Public Art Corps, which is a program specifically to teach emerging artists, artists that haven't started in the public art world, the steps of how to become a public artist. But that's coming soon. Not going to talk too much about it. Donna's leading that project, so I don't want to take away any thunder. But we have some things like that involved, but I do like the idea of this potentially being something that could end up as an artwork. You know, if we find the right partners, we can do a whole, we can do a whole lot. Anybody else want to go on this list? I got four maybes.
Thank you, Brandon, for your comments. In fact, you're echoing, I think, something that's been, that the Arts Foundation has worked on in the past, and that is to build our stable of public artists in Tucson to make us the, you know, national go-to public artists for every public art piece on the planet. I mean, let's just, we're a great artist center of the world, and let's just turn to our bureaucratic assistance with the Arts Foundation to get through the, as you say, the kind of the more mundane portions of contracts and committees and, you know, all this stuff. So anyway, very good observation. Thank you. And I think that's certainly something that could be added to this list. And as you could tell by Willen's comment, it's already on their radar. So with that, I'm going to move on then to a similar item for item 11, and that is the call for a subcommittee members for the deascension of the Hackamy Department Storm of Dianes. This is maybe a shorter fuse type of subcommittee, and with that, I'll let Wilwin get into the weeds on it as opposed to try to muck it up myself. So, Wilwin, it's yours.
Certainly. I'm going to share my screen. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with the medallions. So here we go. Okay, so don't worry. You don't have to try and read that. This is just this is a list of public art objects that were part of an ECBO assessment in 2016. The medallions that we're talking about are the top here, and they're part of the assessment that this committee, formerly TPAC, voted on relocating the work. And this is the work. It was never relocated at that time, but in 2021, when the TCC upgraded their rear parking lot, west parking lot, these artworks were installed. They weren't, the locations weren't shared with us, and they just sort of showed up. So there was some public responses because of the content of the work, and they were taken down immediately by the city. They're currently in TCC right now. These are them. There's two of them, similar iconography. And that's where they're just sort of living and will be until determined what should happen with them. I'll just put this back here. And Parks and Rec, let's just say the city has requested that they would like to remove this from, or they're interested in the possibility of removing this from the collection. And that's where this committee the subcommittee would come in, is determine whether or not this should be deaccessed or relocated as it was determined in 2016. And then if deaccession is the, way that the committee wants to go, then we would discuss what that would look like. And that could be rehoming the artwork or destroying the artwork. And what we do know is the artist is passed on. These are very old, but part of the process would be looking into the family, or if there's a representation of the artist that could provide input and maybe rehome it with them. So I expect only a couple couple meetings between the members here, the city, and if we identify any other stakeholders that might need to be involved, like the family, or if there's a trust or something, to determine what to do with the work. So yes, this is another call for volunteers. You don't have to respond now, but you may if you want to.
Thank you, Will. And I just recall a fair amount of interest in all this 10 years ago when the ECBO fountains and other things were being considered. And I think there's other community members who have a keen interest in this, Wilwyn. I don't know if we can scare them up and how we involve them. I know Corky Poster, and our local architect, was seriously involved with this and had some strongly held opinions. He was once a Tucson Pima Arts Council board member.
I know Corky, yeah.
And so again, it seems like we don't have a really short fuse on this. So we have a little bit of time to process, unless there's interest storage fees or something racking up that we have to
there's no rush on this project. The city just wanted to get it started. There's other artworks that may be involved that this same committee might look at as well. That's part of that ECBO, but they were really specific about this one being the first thing to look at.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Lowen. So again, this is just a call for interested committee members to serve on a subcommittee. No formal action on the part of the rest of the committee to be involved. I would assume that the full committee will be notified of any subcommittee meetings. Will be subject to open meeting laws and all that requirement, but it does mean also that if you have an interest in it, passing interest in it, and you want to be involved here or there, I believe that you'll be able to participate to some degree. I know, again, long-term historically oriented artists may have an interest. I'm here and there on it myself, so don't count on me. I'm a committee member, but if there's the need for me to be involved, I'm happy to do so. So with that, I'm not going to necessarily, unless someone that wants to make some comments or step up right now, I don't think I'll dwell on this particular item at any length. Okay. I just realized, and again, I apologize to our two new board members. Tradition normally calls for me under item, and then Sadie's going to be my parliamentarian and keep me on the straight and narrow. But under introduction of guests and attendees, I would have typically called upon board members to quickly state who you are for the benefit of our new board members, so where you're coming from, and where your interests lie. And given that if anyone needs to leave and we lose a quorum, so be it. But if people would indulge our new members with a quick introduction of yourselves and then give them a chance to say who they are. I think Brandon and Anthony made quick notice of whom they are, but they don't know who the heck we are necessarily. And again, so I'll start with myself. And if Sadie, you're not going to shut me down, we'll kind of go back to item two, and let me introduce myself as Jim Glock. I'm the chair of the Public Art and Community Design Committee. I'm a former Tucson Pima Arts Council president, Arts Foundation president. I am not an artist, though. I am I was a public servant, and I made sure that public art was first and foremost on most of the public work projects that I was involved with. So with that, I'm going to kind of go around the pictures that I see on my screen. So Maureen is on my top right of my screen. So Maureen, if you could quickly share with a little background with our new members, please.
Okay. Hey, my name is Maureen Lewick. I'm the representative for the county supervisor, and I'm an artist, and I really like to volunteer to be on the committees that put together community members for the art that's going to be in their neighborhoods. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Ms. Lopez, I have you at the next on my list. If you could say hi.
My name is Ian Lopez. I represent Ward 4. I am not an artist, but I enjoy public art, and I enjoy seeing the public art from idea to fruition.
Great. Thank you, Ann. Again, whom I see on my little screen is probably different than you. So I have Leanne Hernandez next on my little Zoom screen. So Leanne, you can unmute this time. You did.
Oh, yeah, thanks. And welcome to our new team members. My name is Leanne Hernandez. I live in Radio Hollywood, and I have for the last 27 years. I've been in Tucson since 1990, and I'm an art historian by training and a chef as well. I work in the nonprofit sector at this point, and I'm just really curious and always concerned about the way that we tell ourselves who we are in this community and throughout the world. And so those are where my kind of interests lie. I make jewelry and I write a bit. So anyway, it's a pleasure to meet you both, and thank you so much for your dedication to the public arts. Thanks.
Thanks, Leanne. Adrian, you're next on my Zoom list.
I love knowing where everybody is in your point of view, Jim. Hi, Brandon. My name is Adrian. I represent the mayor's office, and I think you and I have actually encountered each other on some public art forums through the Arts Foundation in this capacity already. So nice to see you again and welcome you into this position. And Anthony, I believe we already did our introductions at your last meeting, but just as a reminder, that's who I am. I'm an artist of many mediums. Most prevalent in my life right now is performance art. But I also am curious about the stories that we tell ourselves and others, and like to try and be a steward of justice in this realm. So, excited to have you on board and to have diverse viewpoints expressed so willingly among this committee.
Great. Thank you, Adrian. Kenna, you're next.
Hi. Hi, Brandon, Anthony. I'm Kenna Smith. I am not an artist, but I'm in marketing and writing and research. And I'm in a great spot to advocate for public art and outreach about public art and trying to connect people to public art. So that's my passion. I was appointed by a couple of mayors, and now I've been appointed by the Arts Foundation. So great for you guys to be here.
Very good. Thank you, Ken. Corinne Cooper, you're next.
I'm Corinne Cooper. I'm appointed by Ward 3, where there's a lot of fantastic public art. I'm a lifelong lover of art in all forms, and I'm a retired professor and communication professional.
Very good. Thank you so much. Lily, are you still with us? There you go. You want to share some pearls about yourself? You're muted.
Sorry. So I am Lily Tate. I teach ceramics at Tortolito Middle School in the Marana Unified School District, where I am right now because we're getting ready for our open house. So that's why I was like, oh, here's our... So I am appointed to the committee by County Supervisor Rex Scott, and really enjoy being kind of the educator voice, one of the educator voices that's in the public schools on our committee, and being part of those neighborhood committees as well. Just love getting to connect with you all and get my kids connected with all the work that's going on in Pima County. So thank you all.
Very good. Thank you, Lily. Alicia, did I get you already? Oh, wait.
Not yet. Hi.
Okay. Very good. Sorry.
Hi, everyone. Hey, Brandon. I am Alicia Vasquez, she, her, ella. I am a historian, a community educator, and co-director of the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum, as well as the accessibility and communications director at the Southwest Folklife Alliance. I'm a fifth generation Tucsonense and a former Scrappies kid, which actually I think makes me love downtown in a lot of different ways. And so I'm here to, I think, see things that others don't see and see that I see the value in Tucson in multiple, multiple ways. And I just want to make sure that there is equity amongst the arts.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. I probably missed someone, but Nancy, are you still with us? Nancy Fung?
Yes. Hi, I'm Nancy Fung. I'm with Long Realty. I've been on the Arts Foundation Committee for 3 years now. I'm also on the board of the Community Food Bank and of SACA, and I just love arts. So that's why I'm here. Welcome.
Very good. Thank you. Now, staff members, do you feel the need to introduce yourselves? I'll let you go on your own. I'm not going to pick on you. I'm going to let you off the hook. Okay. You're off the hook. Anyway, you guys, Brandon and Anthony, welcome aboard. We'll see you next month. If you have any items that you have interest in seeing on the agenda, shoot those requests to Sadie. She will vet them with myself and my co-chair, Kenna, and we tend, I don't know if I've ever gotten a request we didn't try to deal with, so don't be bashful. With that, I think we've covered everything on the agenda and hearing.
We have one more committee member.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, what did I miss? Oh, Valerie said, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Sorry, Jim. Thank you. Just quick introduce myself. I'm Valerie Sipp. I am an Arts Foundation appointee, and I went to school for art history, so I'm an art historian education-wise. And I also work at the University of Arizona at the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. So welcome, welcome. Happy to have y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, Valerie. Before I put my foot in my mouth again, let me see if there's anyone else I missed who's on the board who I lost track of with this Zoom stuff. So. Hearing no comments, again, the Arts Foundation staff, I'm sure, will be reaching out to you in one fashion or form over time. We've met the majority of them during today's meeting. If I don't hear any objection, I will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Try to stay cool. We will see you all in September. Holy smokes, the year is going by. So maybe it'll be below 72 degrees at night. To me, that's when fall hits. So maybe 100 during the day, but if it's below 72 at night, then we're there. So anyway, thank you, everyone. Look forward to working with you all on that. Again, don't forget those subcommittees that Wilwin needs folks to step up for. And have a great evening. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Art staff, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, friends.
I have a question, too.
Oh.
We're still here.
Yours might be more important than mine, Jim.
Real quick, let me just stop the recording.
Oh, okay. Mine.